flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day coming up in just a couple of minutes. Big story of the day, big story of the weekend. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if there's going to be a story that tops this one this year in 2025 with the surprise of Luka Doncic being traded from the Dallas Mavericks to the Los Angeles Lakers. I mean, surprised that he got traded. And then, of course, it's the Lakers. You know?
Yeah.
So we'll get to all that. Obviously, the Hawks are back at it tonight trying to snap that 8-game losing streak. Hopefully, they can. It's got to end sometime. Hopefully, it's tonight. We'll get to an AMA coming up at 1:40 as well. So all that good stuff in the final hour.
And then we were talking about mustard. He got his own mustard, right?
Yeah.
I just saw this.
Yeah.
George's elite corner, which he's going to be that dude. Ellis Robinson.
Uh-huh.
He has partnered with Savannah Sauce Company to bring you his new Ellis Thousand Island sauce.
Okay.
Good for him. There you go, young man.
Oh, so they're calling him like Ellis Island.
Yeah.
I get it.
Thousand Island.
Thousand Island, Ellis Island.
I love it.
He's a corner.
Yes.
Okay. I like it. That's very good.
Congratulations, man.
See, that's one thing about it, you know, for all the jealousy and hatred that comes at some of these kids with some of the NIL stuff they get. Some of the products are pretty clever. Like Bijan Mustardson?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
And it's a pretty damn good mustard, too.
I wear the hat like
that.
Got
a little bottle of Bijan in the fridge at home. I like mustard.
Yeah, you're big. I'll do mustard on most things,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not a big mustard guy.
I got probably 5 to 7 different varieties of mustard in the fridge currently.
I like to put the rub on my ribs. I like mustard.
That's very good. Or like a pulled pork or something, you can use that.
Love doing that.
Yeah.
But good for you, man. Get your sauce. If you had a sauce, what would you be?
Good question.
I'd be hot sauce, but I don't know what kind of hot. I'd be hot sauce.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
No, that's good. I'm trying to think. I wouldn't be hot sauce, that's for sure. I don't know, some kind of like
relish?
Mayonnaise product.
Mayonnaise.
Some sort of mayonnaise-based sauce. Like tartar sauce.
Oh, okay.
Probably be tartar sauce.
There you go. I love tartar sauce.
I love fish.
Uh-huh.
Mayonnaise-based. I don't know. Is there any like...
Are you a pickly individual?
I love pickles.
Okay, yeah. So then, tartar sauce would be perfect.
Yeah. All right, great. I haven't heard it. There's no like real.
Nobody's hawking tartar?
Yeah, there's no like real hot tartar out there. You know what I mean? Like everybody's got their, everybody's got their barbecue sauce, whatever. Now we got mustards we're talking about, Thousand Island dressings. There are a lot of hot sauces out there. The tartar sauce.
Tartar's untapped.
Tartar markets.
Yeah, it's untapped.
Ready to be tapped. I'll tap the tartar market. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
Why not? I mean, that's like that can bring in some extra income.
I don't know who even is the go-to tartar. Like everybody. All right, who's your favorite hot sauce? Everybody has a favorite hot sauce. Who's your favorite barbecue sauce? Everybody has a favorite barbecue sauce. Do you like Duke's or Hellman's when it comes to mayonnaise? Who's your tartar sauce?
That's a great question.
Bunker tartar sauce.
Who makes the best tartar sauce?
I have no idea. Yeah. Couldn't even tell you. I don't even know if there is one.
I don't think I've ever bought tartar sauce before, Andy.
Well, I know. Usually just get it at the restaurant with the fish or something.
Or when you go to Captain D's. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a long time since I've been to Captain D's.
Never been.
You never been to Captain D's?
No. No.
Long John Silver?
Uh-uh.
Wow. Uh-uh. That's okay.
Never bought fish from a window in my car.
You ever had the McDonald's fish sandwich?
You know what?
I never had one of those.
My dad used to be, when I was a kid, he would do the Big Mac and a filet of fish and two fries. That was his order.
Oh, okay.
And somehow my dad's been in amazing shape his whole life. I don't know how. Room temperature Budweisers and that McDonald's order. Washboard abs. That's what Luca needs to get on.
Luca, yeah.
That was my dad's trick.
Because Luca has his own team.
Yeah. I think also working 12 hours a day in construction probably kept him fit, too.
That does help.
Yeah, that probably helped. All right, let's get to
his own team, and he's still like that.
Yeah.
Like maybe you're paying these people good money to make your meals and write out your workout format.
Yeah, but maybe they're making him the wrong stuff. Maybe they're making him him fatty foods.
Maybe he's just like that, though.
Yeah, maybe he's just kind of a soft body guy.
Dude,
they exist. They're out there. Paul Pierce kind of looked like that his whole career.
Yep, that's Big Perk said.
So you're saying Luca's pulling the steroid argument, but with food? I wasn't sure what I was putting in my body.
No, I think Luca just likes to eat.
Yeah, I think he does.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Ow! Let me tell you something. The only people know Luka Doncic is the Dallas Mavericks.
Yep.
Guys who've been with him for years, or who are around him every day. He's a great player. He's a great player. But all us talking heads, they must know something we don't know. Because, Maybe. Listen, he's been hurt. Everybody complains about his conditioning. But once you give a guy 5 years, $350 million, y'all are stuck together for life.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's obviously the thing. Dallas knows more than anybody else, you know. And if you're telling me it's the conditioning part about it, then I would tell you, look at the past 2 years of him not having conditioning. Now, he has bad calves for some reason because he's always getting them calf strains or whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that I don't know if they were willing to look at it from a standpoint of what Charles just said. Or do we want to give this man 5 years, $345 million?
Yeah. Which seems like a real easy yes.
Seems like an easy yes,
in the modern NBA.
It does.
Because there's going to be guys a lot less talented than Luka to get 5 years, $350 million.
And ain't no damn way in the hell Luka wasn't going to sign that.
Of course he was.
No.
Yeah, of course he was.
There's no way he was not going to sign it.
So, yeah, I mean, that's definitely like a benefit of the doubt argument that Charles is making on behalf of the Dallas Mavericks, which might be true.
Mm.
They might be making the right choice to avoid a frustrating future of Luka just being hurt and out of shape and a waste of money. It happens. Like, it would be the first team to give a guy a max contract that then couldn't play.
Right.
There are a lot of guys around the league the last decade or so with these massive contracts. And Bradley Beal right now in Phoenix is an example of that. So maybe that's what it is. I don't know, man. It seems like you got that guy who's the best player you've had in your franchise outside of Dirk.
Yep.
Right? Like, he's the best thing since that.
Yep.
You were in the NBA Finals last year. You've been in the conference finals. He's been a first-team All-NBA guy 5 years
running.
He's 25 years old. Like,
you move him?
It seems like you just try to have a sit-down and ask him to, like, try to eat better.
Like,
you know? Or maybe they tried all
maybe
that.
Maybe they tried.
Maybe they exhausted all those conversations.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you hear reports of they've grown tired of his act.
Yeah, maybe he's just a huge jerk.
And he could be. We don't know. I ain't never heard a problem. Because every time I see him do something good, his teammates love him. But I think the biggest thing with him is that he landed in the perfect spot for a guy of his caliber.
Yep.
The damn Lakers. And what the Lakers always get, they always get one of these guys because it's the Lakers.
Yeah.
All right, it's the Lakers. Now, I know they said that Anthony Davis built a $32 million home in Bel Air. Say that Luka just built a $12 million home somewhere out there in Dallas.
Ooh.
Why don't y'all just trade him?
Swap and give me 20?
Yeah, swap. You give me $17 million.
Okay, we'll call it even.
Yeah, give me $17 million. I'll take your house and you can have my house.
Because they're probably pretty similar houses, just cost of building and land in California
is
different.
Well, you think about that. Now you come in, you lose not on 100 and whatever million, and then you got to pay taxes now that you never had to pay in Dallas.
That's true.
Yeah, man.
That's true. It is wild how stuff like this just happens for the Lakers, though.
Yeah.
Right? Because they didn't do anything to get Luka.
If they didn't,
it fell in their lap.
If they didn't get Luka, they were going to get somebody. They might have got Giannis.
They were going to get somebody.
They were going to get Giannis.
It was
going to
work out.
They were going to get Wimby.
Right.
They were going to.
Somehow.
The Lakers are
going to
get somebody.
Because they always do.
Yes.
They always do. All the way back to this Kareem. Or Wilt.
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 Yeah,
all the way back to Wilt Chamberlain in the 60s.
Yes.
And I saw a tweet this morning. I wish I had it in front of me. It doesn't matter. AD is the best guy they've ever traded to get someone back.
Yeah,
like, AD is the biggest name, the best star they've ever gotten rid of in order to get something in return. They didn't give up a damn thing to get Wilt.
No.
They didn't give up anything to get Kareem back in the day. When they got Powell, nobody knew Mark Gasol was going to become what he became.
Yes.
Right? Like, but still, I mean, you got Mark and you got Powell and you got two championships. Shaq was a free agent. Vlade Divac for Kobe, which is one of the greatest trades in NBA
history.
Kwame Brown for Powell. Right. And Mark Gasol was in that trade, but nobody knew that was going to, what he was going to be at the time.
Yeah, man.
I mean, Anthony Davis is the biggest name they've ever traded away to get a guy back.
And maybe the one who they gave up the most because they gave away their young core to get Anthony Davis. Mm-hmm. They gave up Lonzo and Kyle and B.I. and those guys to get AD. Right. So I would do the same thing.
Oh, they did the right thing.
Yeah, they
got a championship for it.
Yeah. But,
which is all those examples we just gave for all the trades they made. They get a championship for all of them.
That's why I view them. When you look at Luka and where he is in his career, his age, and his game, like he's that guy. Like, this is no longer LeBron James's team. Decision that the Lakers make here on out are for Luka.
How's LeBron feel about that?
I don't know. Because
it's the first time in his life that's ever been true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, LeBron James.
First time in 22 years that.
In his whole NBA career.
That nobody
that
has run somebody.
That his future is the most important thing for the team.
Wendy said this morning, Wendy was like, since he was 19 years old. When the Cavs, they sat him down and told him, everything is going to be about you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was his whole career.
Yep.
And now it's not. And good on the Lakers because you can't, like, LeBron's gone, then what?
Exactly.
Because
you can't do the same thing you did when Kobe got old.
When Kobe got old.
Because he missed the playoffs seven straight years. That's
Kobe
the worst run
there.
They ever had.
And Kobe was still
for
there.
For some of them, yeah.
For some of them. But
yeah,
you know, you still, Powell was still in and out of the lineup, so you couldn't really pass the torch on him.
Yep.
That has a lot, like, with Anthony Davis is a great player, but I don't think he's not Laker franchise player.
Not at this point.
Not at this point.
Yeah, I mean, he's 31, right?
Yes.
So, and a little bit of an injury history. Obviously, he's been healthy this year. I know he's hurt right now, but he's been mostly healthy this year. He's been playing great. But yeah, no, I mean, good for the Lakers.
Yeah, they do. That's what they do.
Good for the Lakers. They found their next big superstar.
So Luka's just big bone. That could be it.
I don't know. Bones are hard.
Huh?
Bones are hard.
But the density of bones differs between human beings, Andy.
That's true, but I'm just saying, like, there's stuff wrapped around those bones that bounces around when he runs.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but that could be an extra layer of
protection.
Yeah. Cushion.
Could be.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Could be.
Yeah, say,
maybe he's, it's also one of those things, too, where, like, if you actually have a conditioning problem, like, if that's really a thing.
Like, he ain't going to be, like, ripped.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
But he
don't got the body makeup for that.
I don't know. If you actually have a problem with that, eventually it'll start to show up.
Right.
Like, you could be 22 and come in fat, work it off throughout the season and be fine. I mean, he's 25 now and his calves are straining.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, eventually that type of regiment is not going to be sustainable. And maybe it's happening. I don't know.
But Luka is...
25 is not very old, though.
He's 25. And my thing is, how does this work? I think because how smart both players are. But if he made it, remember, how the hell is it going to work with Kyrie in Dallas with Luka? They made it work. Went Dallas to the NBA. LeBron and Luka will figure this out.
If they play together.
Oh, here you go.
You know what I mean?
Here you go.
You know? I mean, Luka's not going to be back till after the All-Star break.
I thought he said he was coming back before the All-Star break.
All right. Well, but he's not going to be back by Thursday when the trade deadline happens.
What's your feel? I don't think LeBron leaves.
I mean... Maybe he wants to.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he wants to.
Maybe he does.
And go where?
Golden State. Him and Steph.
I love that.
Run it back.
Obviously, I want to see those two.
Run back the Olympics.
They're not going to win no championship, don't you?
No.
But right now,
he's not going to win a championship there either right now.
But it looks like the Warriors are trying to get everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who's available, the Warriors trying to get.
Here's what I'll say.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Here's what I'll say. I would have never in a million years thought Luka would be traded. Since that happened, nothing's off the table.
Well, yeah, I kind of agree
with
that.
The only guy that won't get traded, I guarantee it, by Thursday is Wimby.
Wimby.
Because they just got De'Aaron Fox to go with him.
Wimby.
Wimby's not getting traded.
Anybody else? Yeah, it's not getting traded.
Probably not. Probably not Giannis. They feel pretty good about Giannis.
Shai Gilgeous isn't getting traded.
Yeah, Shai Gilgeous isn't getting traded.
He's not getting traded.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not
feel pretty
traded.
Good about that.
He trains well.
Probably Ja.
Yeah, I saw somebody,
Ja's probably not
I
getting
saw,
traded.
This post yesterday talking about Shai because you know, obviously people try to find something wrong because he's a free throw merchant. He has okay. a lot. Yeah, I'm like so.
Yeah.
Well, that counts for so many percentages of how many points he scores a game.
Go look at all the guys that have led the league in scoring in the last 30 years. Look they all the shoot a lot of free throws.
Are. Yeah, like come yeah. on, man, let's not do this.
Yeah. Shoot a lot of free throws.
Let's not do this.
It is weird. It's talked about different with different guys, though. Like, because Jalen Brunson's out there just trying to get to the free throw line. But when he does it, ESPN slows it down and lauds praise on him for being so savvy.
Because he's smaller.
Trey does it, and everybody wants to change rules and tell him he's soft. What's the difference? Jalen's left-handed? Why can he do it?
Trey does it. Like, he does that.
Oh, he flails in
the head flip.
I hate it, too. Frustrating. I don't like when anybody does it. I just don't know why some people get credit for it and other people get blamed. All right. We'll come back and get into some other NBA trade deadline conversations. Other trades did happen. Maybe the Hawks are going to do something because they're not letting guys play that they're trying to trade. We'll talk about what that might be coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up here on a Monday afternoon. This hour of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Again, we'll get the phone lines open in 20 minutes, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll get back into some of the NBA trade deadline conversation as well as, look, everybody knew some trades were going to happen. De'Aaron Fox got moved. That's no surprise. He wanted out. He got exactly what he wanted, mm-hmm. too. So he's in San Antonio now.
And San Antonio got to keep everybody.
Yeah, and they kept all their nice young pieces as well. Just a well-run franchise. Yeah. You know, they were kind of out of it for a minute, and they found a way. They got Wemby, and now they're building around him. Speaking of guy, you know, San Antonio, Atlanta, now in New Orleans, DeJounte ruptures his Achilles.
Just hate it
on Friday night.
It was crazy how you saw how I planned it.
You saw him,
man.
You could tell. So he got hurt first game of the year and missed a bunch of games. He comes back and then he ruptures his Achilles, so he's out for a year.
That's a disaster down there. They need to reset the whole organization.
Yeah,
the whole thing, I mean, including get rid of Zion. And everybody just start from the beginning, man, because they're just bad.
Yeah.
First of all, they're poorly run.
They are.
But the thing about it is, if Zion stays healthy, they're going to be fine.
Yeah, they're pretty good when Zion's healthy.
When he's healthy. Mm-hmm. But again, another Mickey Loomis guy, you know, he just runs everything. And, you know, people get tired of it. But, yeah, they need a whole reset down there in New Orleans.
Yeah, they do. They got some good players. I mean, they got some guys that that teams would probably want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're – I know Brandon Ingram is the name that's been most probably talked about, but there's other pieces on that team that are good. Like C.J. McCollum can help a contender coming off the bench and shooting, right? They got with Alvarado, the defensive player that they got from Georgia Tech. He's a good player that can be a backup point guard for somebody.
Here.
The Bulls have a ton of guys now that they've made their move. They finally moved Zach LaVine.
Which is unbelievable.
Finally. After all. Because he would have been traded by now. But like every time it was deadline time, he'd get hurt. And right now he's playing great. Like Zach LaVine's been absolutely balling for like a month and a half.
Him and DeRozan back together.
Yeah.
Him and DeRozan
running it back.
Him and DeRozan running it back.
Well, when the Kings made how with a restricted free agent, you can put an offer on him to make the team match.
Mm-hmm.
The Kings put an offer on Zach LaVine when he was in Minnesota years ago. Like they wanted him 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And then Minnesota matched and whatever. So I don't know, full circle. Everybody moves so much now. You know, you end up on a team that wanted you, or you end up with a guy that you used to play with or whatever. Yeah, Kevin Huerter was a part of the part of the trade in the end too, so now he's in Chicago.
But I'm just saying, like, they're to me, and like we said earlier, I don't know if anything's going to beat this trade with Luka at all.
How could it?
But there's got to be something else.
Yeah. If LeBron gets traded.
LeBron gets traded.
Like, that would be, because he's never actually been traded.
No.
Right?
He's never been
like,
traded.
He's moved all these teams, but he's always been a free agent.
Yeah.
And he's picked his destination.
I think the first Miami deal was signed a trade.
Was it? Okay.
I think.
Okay. So the Cavs got something back. But like that would, obviously. Like he picked where he wanted to go and all that. Like, yeah, I mean, that's a part of the Luka thing that's interesting too, is if you believe the reporting, which I don't know, no reason not to. It seems like they kept it a secret from everybody that he didn't find out till the very end. I know, because the reaction anytime anybody gets traded, I'll be honest, one of my reactions when I heard it was Anthony Davis, I was like, dang. LeBron's even trading AD.
Yeah.
He'll trade anybody.
Dude.
To get Luka. But I don't think that's what happened. It sounds like LeBron wasn't involved.
Then you had some dude come out and said that LeBron was getting tired of AD or something. LeBron immediately comes at, that's a liar, you clown.
Right.
I don't think he knew.
Well, there's that video, broke the record, the points record, and like AD's on the bench.
I would have been pissed off too.
Not paying attention or something.
Can we play the, no. AD was like, hey, dog, can we play the game?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know you want to get this point record.
Yeah. I also think that's one clip. I think him and LeBron are fine.
Oh, no. I think him and LeBron are great.
Yeah, I think they're fine.
I think they're great. I just don't, you know, AD, he gets to go play the four position. Where's life? Life hurts.
He's been banged up.
He's been banged up. Okay.
Yeah.
So you get to play, he gets to play the five. Obviously, you still keep your perimeter defenders up there.
That's the other thing is Dallas might make some trades, too.
And
you got AD now, and you didn't have to, gave up Luka, obviously. But you need some backcourt guys. I mean, Klay Thompson, if you can trade Luka, you can make Klay go to the bench.
Yes.
All right? He's be coming off the bench.
Yes.
He's not a starting whatever three or whatever he is right now. Probably needs to be because he can't move. He's not that anymore. So it is what it is, man. Sorry. You got to go to the bench and come off the bench and shoot. You're a sniper now. It's what it is. You're a hired gun. Kyrie's playing some of the best basketball of his life. They got to find a way to go out there and get another backcourt guy.
I mean, you're looking at it, you know, you could, because right
maybe
now
his name's Bogey.
There's a possibility. You look at how view Dallas. I mean, it's Kyrie and KD's team now, you know, with ancillary parts sprinkled around and Kyrie. You know, like you said, having his best year, he signed up for a couple more years also. Mm-hmm. And so you got something right there.
And so is AD, too, by the way. Like, people may not know this, but Anthony Davis has 2 years and then a player option left on his contract. So
they
got 2 or 3 years. If they won, who knows? They might not work out, and you might trade them. Traded now, so anything's possible.
I just saying, nobody off limits.
But there's a world in which Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis, and again, this is a big if because both those guys have injury history, but if those guys stay healthy, that's a nice duo.
Yeah.
Like, that's about the duo is going in the NBA right now. I'm certainly there's, you know, there's really good teams, like, but Kyrie, if those guys figure it out, that's a nice combo.
Like Kyrie's box office, baby. I mean, this dude when he gets, especially when he gets cooking offensively, like the array of shots and his shot making ability is awesome. And if I'm going with AD's word that he plays better at the four. Then, hey.
Again, do you? Because you're balling and playing the five. He's just tired of guarding those fives.
Yeah, tired of guarding them. Yeah, but, I mean, I'm good. I get tired of banging me.
Yeah, the good thing about the Mavericks is they got multiple guys that can defend the five position. Yes. So he can play the four. Maybe P.J. Washington's a guy that they think about moving because he kind of plays the four for them, and AD's obviously going to get more minutes. They just got better defensively.
Oh, no doubt.
They just got a lot better defensively.
Oh, no doubt. Because
AD's one of the best defensive players in the NBA. Lakers didn't.
No.
Say they don't make any more moves. They got to make some other move. But say LeBron and Luka are kind of the two-headed monster for the final stretch. They're gonna give up a lot of points.
Oh, yeah, because old crybaby boy can't block nothing.
No, he don't play defense.
Yeah.
And LeBron can, but, like, he's got to give so much effort on offense now for that team to win.
But did that help him with having Luka there?
Maybe. I did think about that. Like, maybe now Luka can shoulder some of the offensive load, and then that puts LeBron – his ability to defend the perimeter back at the forefront
well,
a little bit.
He's still 40.
He's also 40.
Yeah,
so
he's still 40.
Maybe he just doesn't have the lateral speed that he used to.
He's still 40, man. Yeah. But, I mean, that's why we were talking earlier. Like, is Clint Capella seem like he'd be the perfect option for Atlanta? I mean, for L.A.
Uh-huh.
Be the perfect option. I'm sure there are other guys out there. What's my man in Chicago?
Vucevic.
Like, Vucevic. They look like they're clearing house in Chicago trying to get up and get, you know, tanking and all those other things. Then you think about all these trades and the picks that were – what's protected, what's not, what year is it? Because, like, you know, I think Lakers gave up a 30-31 first-rounder in the trade with AD.
Mm-hmm.
That's so far away.
It is.
It's so far away.
Yeah, that's just, you know, that's to make it work. You got to root for it not to work if you're a Hawks fan, though, because that's the draft pick you got.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's the Lakers pick is the pick you have this season.
Oh.
Yeah, so the worse the Lakers are, the better the Hawks. So if Luka is, if it tanks, then great. Then the pick gets better because the Spurs have the Hawks pick. So the Spurs are loving this.
Yeah.
8-game losing streak. They just got De'Aaron Fox. Wemby's playing good. They're right in the mix in the Western Conference. They've kind of fallen off a little bit, but if De'Aaron Fox comes in and helps out a little bit, maybe they can get back into it as they are.
What are they, 7?
No, they're 12th.
The Spurs are 12?
Yeah, they're 12th right now. They've been sliding.
Damn.
Yeah, they've lost 3 out of – they've lost 7 out of the last 10.
Damn, I thought they were higher than that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're 21 and 25. They were. They were right there at 6-7 for the majority of the season. Just been playing bad lately. But yeah, De'Aaron Fox comes in there and maybe they figure it out. But anyway, they don't care. The Hawks have lost 8 in a row. They got the Hawks pick.
Bam.
And, you know, last year, ping pong balls favored the Atlanta Hawks.
They got number 1 to be.
Wouldn't that just be something?
It wouldn't be something.
It'd because be terrible.
They go get Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, or
Wemby.
Or Ace Bailey.
Yeah.
There's guys in this draft.
They go get one of those guys.
Yeah, the Hawks win the lottery in the year where it's just the biggest, you know.
Oh,
I'm sure some of these guys are going to be really good, and hopefully Reese Hoshea, whatever. But, like, the draft that everybody agrees upon just being kind of the, you know, biggest gap of talent that you've seen in the first round in years. And then maybe you get ping pong ball lucky again the next year, but you don't have your pick anymore. And then the Spurs put Cooper Flagg next to De'Aaron Fox and Wemby.
That would suck.
It would be very frustrating.
It would go all the way back to the previous draft. Wemby was number 1.
Yeah.
Chris Paul was sitting there.
Had that one, yeah. Yeah, there's a long
like there's
list.
A whole there's a long list. Like they find out about Giannis somehow, you know, like all these damn different Atlanta draft things is sitting right there. And you're like, Giannis was sitting there, and y'all had to tell somebody's cousin.
They found out you wanted him,
and found out you wanted him,
and then they snaked you,
and then they got you.
Yeah,
and then Marvin Williams. A nice career.
Nice pro. So nice pro. Yeah. Chris Paul's still playing.
Yes.
Marvin made a lot of money, man. He's probably happy in Bremerton, Washington right now.
That's where he's from?
Looking out over the water. Yeah, that's where he's from.
He went from Bremerton, Washington, all the way to
North Carolina.
It was North Carolina.
Yeah, they went and got him. A good player.
Are they a good basketball team this year?
North Carolina? Yeah. They got smoked by Duke over the weekend.
Hell on, but I know. Duke beat the hell on. What's my man name? Play for the Knicks. He's the head coach.
Oh, right? Yeah, Hubert Davis.
Hubert, yeah.
I always like guys named Hubert.
Really?
Yeah. Long list of guys named Hubert that I'm fond of. Hubert Davis, Hubert Humphrey, Hubert.
One more.
Hubert Douglas, former morning show host of 92.9 The Game, Hubert Douglas.
His name's Hubert?
Hubert, yeah, that guy, the Metrodome. Hubert Humphrey or something, maybe? I don't know. I think I already said him. Whatever. The AMA's coming up next. We will answer any of your questions at 404-726-0929. Call us up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Ask me anything. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Brought to you by Right From The Heart. RightFromTheHeart.org. Where are we at? Hey, look at that. Full phone lines. We appreciate that. Now, here's the thing. Guys are going to ask questions, and then a phone line's going to open up. So you can call back, and you can get on hold, too, and probably get your question in. We'll start with Rich in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What's going on, guys?
Hello.
What's going on, guys?
Hi,
Rich. So I got a question and, like, a little something I've seen online. I'm a Lakers fan. So watching this news unfold after I just watched the Knicks game, like, okay, we getting this somewhat right. I sat in a chair last night or Saturday night, like, what is going on? I knew they had to get rid of AD at some point. But what kind of stung, and it's going to sound crazy, is losing Max Christie because he was just not getting to where he needed to be. That kind of rubbed me the wrong way, and I'm still pissed off about it.
About Max Christie, not AD?
I mean, we had to get rid of AD. What are we going to do, get rid of LeBron and get who?
Oh, no, they had to bring somebody else in.
But, you know.
I mean, we were going to get somebody regardless because we're the Lakers.
Right.
But my thing is, if the Lakers go after Bruce Brown, which all Toronto want is 2 second-round picks for him, and somehow try to get Jakob Poeltl or Kessler or Claxton from Brooklyn, I don't think people could write the Lakers off this season. If not next season, they're going to be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, well, look,
so
we'll have
to see. I want to know what you guys think about that if they get the right pieces. And the second thing I've seen online, and I kind of looked at it, and it's the truth. I think the Hawks are going to be next to make a move. The reason why I say that, every team Detroit play, the team that they just played made a trade. They just played the Mavericks, and then they just played
the Kings or something.
And now they traded with them teams. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Hawks do something.
All right, Rich.
Appreciate it, Rich.
That's what it is. It's the Piston push. Piston push. You play them, and then you got to make a trade right afterwards. Look, I mean, it all comes down to the health factor. Like if Luka comes back and is healthy. Him and LeBron are at least going to be interesting to watch play together.
Yes,
interesting. I get what you got to be a diehard fan to be mad about Max Christie. He's a good player but like, you know, got Luka back.
But yeah,
you're going to have to come off some stuff.
Yeah, I mean, but they've been on this nice win streak since Christie's been inserted to the start lineup.
Yeah. He's a nice young player for sure.
Damn, man, I got Luka. I'll be all right.
You should be happy you didn't have to give up more.
Yeah,
AD Max Christie at a draft pick.
Yeah.
Like,
you're good.
For Luka?
You're good.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's a dire. Now, again, they're going to have to make some other moves.
They have no front court.
They don't.
At all.
They don't.
No front court.
And you can't. Yeah. I mean, you got some guys off the bench, whatever, that can come in and score, but you can't start those guys from a defensive standpoint.
Right.
So, yeah, Bruce Brown would be a nice pickup for sure. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yo, I want to give a shout out to the Weekend Warriors, Abe and Jedi. Hey, man, y'all did a great job covering the stories. I don't know why we can't get breaking news during Andy and Randy, but they got the breaking news over the weekend, and they killed it. So great job to them. Hey, got two questions for y'all. So if Memphis calls Atlanta and wants to do a trade straight up for Ja and Trey,
yes,
are you taking
yes.
that trade?
Yes. Yes.
And the personal question I have for y'all. So do y'all have that one homeboy that you always invite somewhere and they always say they're going to come and then they never show up? If so, how many invites do they get before they get cut off the list? Because wifey done already cut my homeboy off the list.
All right, Mo.
I appreciate it, Mo. Yes, I would trade that. Yes, I would do that trade.
Yeah. Somebody also suggested on Twitter, would you accept SGA for Trey?
Yeah.
Also, yes.
Yeah.
If they wanted to make that trade.
Yeah. You know, Like, I went out, like, I went out last night, yesterday. Me and Donald went out and saw
You were everywhere this weekend.
Yeah, man, saw some of my boys and everything. And it's always good because they like, oh. Like, I walk in, everybody's like, what the hell are you doing here? Like, yeah, I get out the house.
Because you're that friend.
Yeah, because I'm that friend. But I don't say I'm not, I don't ever say I'm coming and don't show up.
If you say
if you're coming, you come. If I say I'm coming, I'm going to come.
You were there Saturday night at the watch party.
If I tell you I'm going to come somewhere, I'm going to come. Now,
but you just don't normally say you're going to go.
I just don't know if I'm going to go. And so that's what it was.
How was brunch?
Oh, it was awesome. Tulum. It's very good. It's very good. We had the shrimp and grits. And I was drinking old fashions.
Wow. That sounds great.
Like they put a little thing on it, smoked the old fashions.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw your wife posted a video. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, yeah. Drinking. Yeah, man. Drinking old fashions and everything.
The hell with a mimosa.
Yeah, man.
Bring me a bourbon drink.
Yeah, dog.
For breakfast. It's
pretty good.
With some shrimp. That sounds awesome.
Pretty good.
No, that's a king meal.
Pretty
right
good.
There is what that is. I don't really have any friends like that. I don't have any friends that say they're going to come and then don't come. Mm-hmm. Like, people say they're going to come and they come.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's getting me there.
I got a reliable friend group, I think is what I'm saying. Tim is in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Andy, Randy.
Hey.
I have a golf sports Jeopardy question for you.
All right.
So we had a beautiful round of golf at Pebble Beach this weekend.
Nice.
I believe that was the fifth tournament of the PGA Tour.
Did Rory win?
Rory played great.
Okay.
Played great.
Two of the tournaments have been won by Georgia Bulldogs. Can you name those golfers?
Well, Andy can.
Sepp Straka. And he almost won yesterday. Didn't play very good, but was in the lead going into the final round. And then who's the other guy? Who's the other
Is
one?
Is it the dude that I always pick in?
No, it wasn't him. Kisner's more of a media guy now. He's doing more broadcasting than playing golf. I don't know. Who's the other one? He's gone.
He hung up.
Well, I think Straka's one of them. And Straka, again, he was in the lead yesterday going to the final round. He just didn't play very good. Rory did, though. Yeah, that's good. Good to see Rory playing like that.
Is Harris English?
English. There you go.
Yeah, yep. I think
there goes. There you go. Sepp Straka and Harris English. Those are the two.
I had no clue.
Brandon is incoming. Hey, Brandon.
Fellas, happy Monday. You know, getting ready for the Super Bowl, getting this spread worked out. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite wing flavor from anywhere across Atlanta? Any establishment across Atlanta?
I'm a lemon pepper guy. She's starting to like this garlic parmesan.
Okay.
She's been on that a lot lately. But I mean, just give me some regular wings and I'm good to go.
I mean, there's so many to choose from. Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to order wings to the house like today to eat, or if I'm doing it for the Super Bowl, the Fox Brothers
the
smoked wings are just incredible.
Yes.
The rub they put on it and all that. Fox Brothers smoked wings are phenomenal. I'm trying to remember. We went to a place for one of the last Falcons watch parties. I believe it was called the Paradise Grill. It was up there in Marietta. It was for the Sunday night game against the Commanders.
Okay.
Tough game, but great watch party, great time. They had some wings with a sauce that was called Paradise Sauce.
Uh-huh.
It was like their own house sauce.
It was hidden.
Incredible. Like, if you get a chance to go to that place and order those wings, highly, highly recommend. They were delicious. Brandon is in Kennesaw. Hey, Brandon.
What's up, boys?
Whoa.
Hey, guys, you all right?
You in a gunfight?
I'm literally on top of a roof. I'm on a three-story house on top of a chimney. So I'm about like 50 feet up. Anyways.
Right.
Damn.
I want to know, how much would someone have to pay you to come on top of this roof and change out this dang rain pan? Because every time I give someone this quote, they're like, that's too expensive. I'm like, bro, I'm 50 feet in the air, man. So I'm about 50 feet in the air and just trying to help someone so the water comes in their damn chimney.
Yeah.
I just want to know how much someone had to pay for you to do this. Appreciate you guys.
Be later. Safe now. If you fall, it ain't on us.
Yeah, yeah. Don't text and drive. Don't call us from 50 feet up and drive, whatever.
Later, guys.
All right, Brandon. Yeah, get back to work.
I don't know, man. Like, I ain't scared of heights. I just don't like high stuff.
I don't either. I mean, I've done it on my own house. We got rain caps on our chimneys because our chimneys don't work. So I've done that. But my roof's not that high.
Oh.
So I go up there and do Christmas lights and all that kind of stuff. I don't like to pay people for stuff that I can do.
I ain't
like
saying that.
And
I don't pay you because I can't do that.
Now, if I had a 50-foot roof, I might not do it.
Like, our roof.
Yeah, if I had your roof,
I'm not going up there.
I might not do that. Yeah, that's high.
Top of two stories?
I'm not going up there.
I don't know what it is. It also, to me, depends on the pitch of the roof, too, though. Like, if the roof's real steep, that's a different
deal. Did he use a ladder to get up there? Brandon, I want to follow up on this.
I would assume.
Or using like a bucket truck or something.
I would assume
he's
got...
That'd be the worst part about going up to a 50-foot tall roof is the
yeah, no, that's a
ladder
point.
Up there?
Uh-uh. Maybe there's a part of the roof that's a little lower, so it's easier to get up. I don't know.
I have no clue, Dog.
How much would I pay for that, though?
Or did he say pay us?
Well, he said, how much would someone have to pay you to do it? Because he was saying he gives a quote and people always freak out. I mean, you know, if you don't want to pay somebody to do it, then do it yourself.
Exactly.
Because, like, that type of stuff is, you know, that's valuable work. Brandon's out there being brave, risking his life for your chimney. I don't know. It's probably, I don't know how much it would cost to put up a rain.
I don't know nothing about all that stuff, man.
$600.
Okay.
I have no idea. I have no frame of reference whatsoever. The higher the roof, the higher the cost.
The money goes, I guess.
That kind of stuff.
I don't know.
You can buy one of those at Home Depot for not that expensive, though. Get up on your roof. You'll get some tools up there and you'd be good to go.
I'm cool. Pay somebody.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. I'm just saying, like, you know. All right. Ed is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Ed.
Hey, gentlemen. Andy, I got a couple of questions for you.
All right.
Both golf related. Number one, I don't know why. It was a Sunday, and the first thing that popped in my mind when I saw Jason Day's outfit was that's something Randy would wear.
what do we have on?
Full sweatsuit.
Oh, yeah.
You're golfing in a full sweatsuit at Pebble Beach.
Yes.
I couldn't believe how social media freaked out about that, number one.
Yeah.
And then secondly, Andy, the Cam Smith shot on 18.
Uh-huh. Cam Davis.
Yeah. Excuse me. Okay. I'm sure you saw it. The commentators were like, I don't know how he's going to do this. Not only did he get it out of there, the guy put backspin on it and then drained the putt. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts? Because it looked like a really hard shot. And I thought he was going to break his wrist.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think he was going to be able to even get it out of there. He had his lie was in the roots of a cypress tree.
Yeah,
you saw it?
No, I know what you're talking about, though.
Okay,
we've seen it before, where you would think if they would hit that root, it would break.
Right. Or something. Or the ball wouldn't get out of there, or whatever. He had to take like a crazy steep swing just to get it down in there, and have it come out at the right angle. Landed a foot from the hole and spun back.
Yeah.
Like, and he got up and down for birdie. Like, they were wondering if he was going to break his wrist. This guy's in there making birdie from there. It's crazy. I think I'm getting old because Jason Day's full sweatsuit at Pebble Beach kind of bothered me.
Really?
Not bothered me, but I was like, I don't know. Like, what's wrong with khakis, you know? What's wrong with a nice pair?
Did he have a collar?
He had a collar underneath the sweatshirt.
Okay, all right.
But then the pants were sweats, too.
Well, they look sharp.
He looked sharp. He was sitting on the couch. He looked like all of us watching him. What's wrong with a pair of slacks? You know what I mean?
Oh, God. Did he lose his luggage? Come on, man.
Nah, Malbon is his sponsor now, and that's kind of their deal. It's like very casual. And I like that golf attire is more comfortable than it's ever been, and it's less kind of stuffy than it's been, I guess. But I guess I'm not all the way there.
It looks great. I love it.
Looks like he's wearing a sweatsuit.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Like, nothing wrong with a sweatsuit. I just feel like maybe not. On Sunday at Pebble.
You snob.
I know.
You snob.
I know. I don't,
oh, my God.
I don't like that I feel like this,
you
but I
snob.
Do.
It was, it was a pro-am.
I said it out loud. Well, pro-am. It's Pebble Beach. I said to my wife yesterday, I said, I can't believe I feel like this, but I just want Jason Day to put some khakis on.
Oh, snob.
Like, I wouldn't care if they let him wear shorts. But I feel like they got to be like a nice, like a respectable material.
Oh, you and I'm looking at the comments. Yes, you and you.
I know.
You and you're elitist.
I know. I hate golf elitists.
You know, your next step of golf evolution is calling the PGA to.
Oh, he did.
Well, he tweeted it. Said, lost my luggage.
I think he's joking.
Oh,
because he's been wearing some wild.
Team Malbon.
Malbon makes some wild outfits.
I love it. I like that. I mean, I would never wear no Malbon.
Yeah. I don't know. Sweatshirts are right.
One of them sweatshirts costs $450.
Come on, snob.
I know. Goodness, I know. I guess I'm a snob now.
Yes, you are.
Just put a pair of slacks on.
Well, you want to be comfortable.
Slacks are comfortable.
No, they're not.
Sure, they are. You have those nice, breathable golf
Who
slacks.
Wears slacks and says they're comfortable.
Me on the golf course. I don't know. All right, do we have time for any more? We got one more. All right, Nick's in Lawrenceville. Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Nick.
All right, this is for Andy and Randy. So, Randy, you're hanging above a shark tank. Hungry sharks, ready to eat. Do you trust Andy enough to hit five? He has five tries.
can if he makes 3 3-point shots from an NBA 3-point line, do you trust him to make those shots? If he misses them, you get dropped in.
Hell no, I don't trust him.
Yeah, it's the bad bet.
Hell no.
It's a bad bet.
I don't trust nobody.
That's your boy.
I love him to death, but I know.
I don't play a lot of basketball these days, man.
I'm not going to let him do that. And I wouldn't want him to trust me.
No, I wouldn't.
Hell no.
I wouldn't.
I don't trust nobody. Mm-mm, not to be ate by a shark.
You put Steph out there, maybe.
Maybe.
But,
no.
Yeah, no, you don't want your life on the line for me making three out of five NBA distance threes.
No.
I probably haven't shot a basketball in 5 years. Like, maybe longer ago than that. So, yeah. No, you're not.
Not going to happen.
That would be, hopefully you can fight a shark. How do you feel about your chances fighting a shark by hand?
As long as I stay on the back of his fin, we're good.
Okay, then you'd be fine then. So let me have a shot at the threes, and then if all else fails, then you fight him.
As long as I get to the back of the fin.
Yeah, no, you'd be fighting a shark.
Shark bait.
I'd be lucky if I made one out of five. From NBA range, that's a far three. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bo said Ronnie was walking around and talking around.
He was.
Yes, he walked around and talked around. And Andy has with Live with Friends.
I do. You say they're going to be there, they're going to be there. Just like Randy, who's there on Saturday. A groundhog and a woodchuck, same thing.
Never knew.
Leave it to the text line.
How much wood would a groundchuck chuck?
Good
groundhog.
That also doesn't run.
Okay.
Tom Brady's a squeaker, and Andy's ready to tap the tartar market.
Yeah.
And also 6 more weeks of winter because the Greyhound saw shadow.
Yep. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11. Dukes and Bell coming up next.